Hi, and welcome to An Understanding of God's Word. I'm your host, Minister Shanette Peterkin, and I'm here tonight. If you hold on one second, let me get some things clear. I'm here to get some things posted here on social media, so just bear with me for one second. Thank you. I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in on tonight. And we're just happy to be with everyone, and we pray that we're saying some things or that will help you in your walk. Tonight, as we come, this ministry, Understanding God's Word, is geared towards expository teaching, where we take and expound or break down the Word of God, whereby each of us can grow and get wisdom and understanding in the things of God. And what I want to share with you on tonight is, I want to look at the fact that the scripture coming from Matthew 4:16, it talks about the people sitting in darkness, which saw great light. And this is during the time of Christ, when Christ started his ministry or shared his ministry abroad, and how he came on this earth for the purpose of preaching the truth of God's word. He was truth. He is the truth. He is the way. He is the life. No man can come to the Father but by and through him. And so we just come to look at the scripture and to expound or understand, get understanding why it is that we first, as sinners, God will give us an opportunity to respond to truth as a sinner and as a saint. And what I mean by saint is a believer in Jesus Christ. And the problem that I'm finding, first of all, I'm going to respond first to the sinner. The reason why many and most as a sinner don't respond to the light or the truth of God's word is because we feel comfortable in the darkness that we're in. And then two, for the Christian, the reason why we're not changing according to God's word is that we're comfortable with who we are, what we know, what we've known as far as the world system, our mindset, traditions. Those things hinder us in our process, or the process of faith walk. The Bible says, now that you're saved, the justified, the just shall live. So let's open up and let's start here with Matthew 4:16. It says, the people which sat in darkness, and I'm going to read the notes along with you from the JSM Expositor Study Bible. The note says, it implies a settled acceptance of this darkness. The moral darkness was even greater than the national misery. These people that sat in darkness saw great light. The great light, and I'm expound on this as I'm reading, Christ is the light of the world and the only true light. And to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, which means spiritual death, and spiritual death is the result of the spiritual darkness. Okay, you got to see this. It says that light is sprung up. Spiritual illumination in Christ is sprung up. So as we look at this scripture, it is pretty much self-explanatory, and it tells us that God does not want any man to perish. He doesn't want any man to perish or to be destroyed. God loves us. It is the goodness of God that draws all men to repentance. God loves us enough to send his son on our behalf, that he died for us. He knew that there was no man, no human being who could live up to his standards, God the Father. And so therefore, Christ, God the Son, came along and he offered up, or came into a body and offered up himself, as the sacrifice to redeem mankind from his sins. Now, understand this. The people that the scripture says, the people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. And then it says in verse 17, from that time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, for the sinner, he's calling you to repentance, to have a desire to turn from your way to his way. But this repentance has to be stirred by the Spirit of God. If God the Father doesn't draw, then you cannot be drawn. Okay. Through the convicting power of the Holy Spirit, we are each or were drawn by his Spirit. Now, when this light sprung up out of darkness or in the midst of darkness, each of us were compelled or convicted to respond. Now, whether you respond favorably or whether you just ignored it, is the response or the burden is on you to respond. Okay. God will give all men an opportunity to respond to truth. And if truth or light is rejected, it's withdrawn. Okay. God will not force his truth or light on a world that rejects him. So here, the people that sat in darkness, and we're in Matthew 4, verse 16, it says that there was a settled acceptance of this darkness. Now, understand this. You and I live in a world that's full of darkness, full of corruption, that's full of hatred and all kind of stuff. And that's in the world system. And then oftentimes we find that the world system is in the church system, okay? And so the church has, organized church has conformed to this world system, the mindset of the world system, where we're more concerned about our will being performed or instead of the will of God. So when a person comes to Christ, our minds have to be renewed. It has to be renovated. We have to get the concept or understanding of who God is and what he's done and what he requires. So here, the people did not respond. The people that sat in moral darkness did not respond to the light. They saw a great light, which was Christ, and he came into the world in order to change the world, the people of the world. Now, during this time, there was a national misery in the midst of Israel. Israel was under the rule of Rome. They had been under the rule of Nebuchadnezzar. They had been under the rule of the Babylonians, the Greeks, the Persians and the Medes, and now the Romans. So there was a spiritual or national misery and a moral darkness that had settled upon the people, and they accepted it. See this? The same misery, national misery that fell upon Israel when they were in Egypt, they had settled or accepted this darkness. Now, I want you to see this. Today, there is a darkness in this world system, and many of us, whether we're sinner or saint, have accepted this darkness of the coronavirus, this darkness of laws being changed where we just accept abortion. Okay. We just murder innocent children and make it a law. And the world, the church world has accepted this darkness. We've accepted this moral darkness, and it brought or brings about a national misery. Okay. You and I cannot get comfortable with what the darkness of this world system. See, our children will never understand what we've experienced before coronavirus. The babies coming up in the midst of this coronavirus epidemic or pandemic or what have you, the children will never understand the freedom. See, the more crisis we experience, the more darkness we experience, the less freedom a nation has. And here, Israel sat in the midst of darkness, a national misery, a moral darkness. And in the midst of that darkness, God, the Son, Jesus Christ, sprung up as light. And today we have this same light, which is represented in the gospel of his word, to be in the midst of the most horrific and disastrous situation, darkness. So it doesn't matter how dark your situation is. It doesn't matter how dark the world system is. If there is a church planted in the midst with preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ and him crucified, that light can penetrate the darkness. The purpose of darkness or the purpose of light is to dispel darkness. The purpose of the light is to shine. The Bible says, Jesus says that he told the church that you are a city on a hill. You are the light. He was the light of the world, capitalized, but we are a reflection of Christ as the light, the way, the truth, and the light, and he's the light of the world. So now that he's taken out, he left a church. He left the church to shine as light. The only way the church can shine is by morally standing for what is right according to the truth of God's word. When I condone gay marriage, when I condone and accept abortion, when I condone and accept homosexuality, it doesn't matter what it is. When I condone adultery and fornication, and I condone transgenderism and LGBTQ or whatever it is, this is darkness. This is darkness that we sit in, we've gotten comfortable with. And we as Christians are in this world, but we're not of it. And too many of us as Christians have embraced politicians who boldly tell us what they support, who boldly confirm that they stand against life. See, they stand against babies who are given an opportunity to live. The Bible says, today I've set before you life and death. Then he tells us, choose life. What they've done is they package the darkness in some kind of jargon that makes us believe that abortion is so that young people won't go and try to do it themselves, or whatever it is, what excuse they give us. But abortion, the abortion industry has killed more people than any gun, than any knife, any weapon, than any war. It has killed millions of innocent babies in the womb. See this? This is a trick of the enemy that causes us to accept the darkness, the moral darkness, which brings about national misery. Okay? So you and I as Christians cannot be settled. See, we need to ruff some feathers. We need to oppose. We need to stand against. Too many of us as Christians in the religious circle has gotten comfortable, and we are preaching and telling people to accept this darkness. I'm finding that we don't like to dig and research and to know the truth about a matter before we respond. We give in to groupthink. We give in to the pressure that everybody's doing it, so we need to do it. Okay? That's not how it works. Let's look at the information, the facts, the light that God reveals to us, the truth that he reveals. Because if you and I embrace Christ as truth, as the light, as the way, as the life, he will impart to us wisdom. He will impart to us knowledge. He will impart to us information to help us live in this life. The Bible says that thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, meaning that there are things in life that we encounter that we have no answers for. There is so much information out there and misinformation that we don't know what to believe. And there's a reason for it, because the enemy, just as God gives truth, the enemy comes to plant and corrupt the truth of God's word. He tries to twist it so that we can't understand what's true and what's not. But if we're walking with Christ, evidencing faith in the cross and what he's done, see, the just shall live by faith. Faith in what? Faith is not to be in your own effort, your own ability to try to understand from your own mindset. Faith is to be in the object of what Jesus Christ, the focus is to be in what Jesus Christ accomplished on our behalf. And when the focus is right, the Holy Spirit is empowered. He's given the latitude to move in your heart and my heart so that we are able to discern good from evil, right from wrong. See, had Eve in the garden took it upon herself to obey God at his word, regardless of the presentation. See, we are pulled away from truth by a false presentation of it, a false representation of truth. We're pulled away. So what does Satan do? Satan threw a serpent. First of all, he used a serpent to bewitch her, because the serpent talked and it walked, and it got her through the faculties of her eyes, what she saw, what she heard. And this is why the Christian has to be crucified with Christ along with our passions and lusts. And so he used a serpent to lure her away from the word of God. And then he took the word of God and he negated it. He said, when Eve said we should not eat from that tree, the day we eat, we shall surely die. He put one word which negated the truth of God's word. And that one word was not, you shall not truly die. She, because she saw the fruit, desire to be wise, and it was pleasant to the eyes. Guess what she did? Eve took and bit the bait. And because she bit the bait, she left from God consciousness to self consciousness. And because she became dependent on her own self effort, her own self desires, she took and turned away from the light or the truth that God had given. And to her demise and to all of us, the fall came in because she now presented it to her husband. And he just flat out disobeyed. See, he wasn't deceived. She was deceived. The woman was. But it was when the man, through disobedience, you see, sometimes if another person is in darkness, their darkness can rub off on another. And this is what I said about groupthink. The enemy knows that most of us cannot stand the pressure. We don't want to be the odd person. We don't want to stand alone. And so to pressure us into conforming to what the world wants and the standards of the world, what the enemy does is he uses those closest to us to persuade us. And this is what happened with Adam and Eve. Eve persuaded her husband. He just flat out disregarded God's word and obeyed or listened to Eve. She had that influence on him. My point I'm making is, what are the things that keep us sitting and settling for darkness? And today, if we look at the science behind this coronavirus and these masks and these vaccines, or they're really not vaccines, they're experimental because they've not been approved by the FDA. It's just an emergency vaccination or experimental vaccine. Okay. So have we looked at the science and the information? Many people don't know the truth behind it. They don't know that there are other things that we can use besides a vaccine to help us with this. We don't know that. And because we don't know that, what happens is we settle for the darkness, for what the enemy plants and push and promotes. Don't you know that this world system, that which reaches the masses, let's say the media, the entertainment, the Hollywood, all of them are a part of the world system. Okay? And the media, mainstream media, there's truth out there, but we can't hear it because mainstream media reaches the masses. And therefore, we settle for the dark council. We settle for the counsel that's contrary to the truth and contrary to faith. Now, I just use those as an example because many people will settle for the darkness. It says here, the people which sat in darkness, see, saw great light. I don't care how much facts and information you can present to people. And what I'm finding out through experience, you can present the facts. People still settle for the darkness. They settle for the dark counsel. They settle for the mindset that's settled in darkness that has not changed. And this is why you and I have to experience growth in the Word of God, and we have to apply the truth of God's Word. If we're not studying the Word to be changed and to apply it to our own lives, then we're not experiencing growth. You and I have to get the focus right. And the problem with most of us is that we're not focused on the right object. See, when the Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please God, it's talking about faith in the right object. It's not talking about how much faith you and I have according to our own measure and our own strength and in our own ability. It's talking about faith directed solely in the right object, in the right place. And that faith has to be in Christ. Now, notice. The people which sat in darkness saw great light. See, the focus, they saw the great light, but they settled for the darkness. They accepted the darkness. So they saw Christ walk and perform the miracles. They saw him do the things that he did. And it says, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death. See, we see the shadow of death and spiritual death all around us. We see physical death and spiritual death all around us. Now, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 11, it talks about the Lord's Supper, but it has a deeper meaning. It's talking about the ordinance of the Lord's Supper, but what it was referring to also was that we have to take the truth of God's word and understand how to apply it faith in the cross. So he says, because the people took and broke the bread and broke the bread, which represented his body, and drank the wine, which represented his shedding of his blood. He said, he that eat and drinketh unworthily, not discerning the Lord's body, meaning not understanding how to apply what his death accomplished in their daily living. He said, when they partake of the Lord's Supper, meaning they did it physically, but they did not apply it spiritually. So in other words, they did not take the milk of God's word and grow. What they did was they went through an outward ceremony, an outward ordinance. They went through the motions of the Lord's Supper. And by going through the motion of the Lord's Supper, they did not discern his body, how to apply faith in their daily living. So what happened? Because they did not discern his body, he said, many eat and drink unworthily. And because of this, many are weak. Talking about Christians, many are sick in the body of Christ, and many sleep, die prematurely. See this? So when we settle, when we refuse to embrace Christ as truth or as the great light, we see him and his miracles. Are we just settling for the darkness? Are we just settling just to be healed, or just to get a blessing, or just to get God to move in our behalf, but we don't want to conform to his image, be changed by the Spirit of God? Are we like Adam and Eve? We just want to be wise and like God so that men can say great things about us. It's about the ego and pride. See, are we in it because we want to decrease so that he might increase in us? If we embrace him as the great light, even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you will fear no evil. This is a person who's growing in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. A person who desires truth inwardly. A person who's not concerned about what the world thinks of them. See, this is a person who desires to know him. And when I know him, I'll get his counsel on everything. Lord, teach me your ways. See this? Said Moses knew his ways, but the children of Israel, they only saw his acts. They saw him make water come out of the rocks. They saw him provide manna from heaven, but they never got a relationship where they knew his ways. They understood his counsel. They understood how he works. And when you understand his ways, God is able to cut a path and give you revelation and give you illumination, spiritual illumination, which comes through Christ. And he will teach you how to avoid a vaccine that's been pushed on you. See what I'm saying? He will teach you and give you truth to life situations. He will teach you the truth about masks, where you don't walk in fear and terror and let the enemy control you through fear. He will teach you the truth that you need to take supplements and eat right and change your eating habits so that when or if this virus show up, you'll be able to defeat it. See? There's information. I'm just using the coronavirus to show that there are a lot of people that's willing to sit in darkness, the dark counsel of the enemy, who uses fear. See, he used fear to keep us in darkness. And how does he use fear? Based upon what you and I see. This is why the Bible says we walk by faith, not by sight. When you walk by sight, it will bring about fear, because we walk about what we see, and what we see will dictate to our minds, and then it will cause our body to respond to what we and how, to what we or how we feel, our emotions. But when you walk by faith, your emotions, your mind is stayed on Jesus, and he will keep you in perfect peace. You see that? Now I'm going to read this scripture in the Amplified. It says, the people who sat or dwelt enveloped in darkness have seen a great light, and for those who sat in the land and shadow of death, light has dawned. See, And so Christ works best in darkness. Christ works best where there is fear and doubt. But when there's fear and doubt, it's all the more reason to trust. See, when there is no hope, that's when hope can spring up, light, illumination. This is where God works best, when people see that nothing can bring them the peace that surpasses all of their understanding but Christ. Most of the times, desperation will bring about the revelation. When we're desperate, that's the only time we'll cry out. And so sometimes it takes a desperate situation to get us to look up and allow God to work, to move and upon our hearts, so that we will respond and not settle for darkness, not settle for fear, not settle for lies. So I'm going to close. I didn't want to do it too long because I just wanted to encourage people or someone in the faith that God has made a way. Oftentimes the darkness you and I see, God will and has brought forth light. But if you are walking by sight, if you're walking by fear, if you're walking by emotions and how you feel, you will be like these people and think that sitting in darkness is more comfortable. You will be like these people and feel more comfortable with the misery, the national misery that's going on around you. We see all these things going on around us. But don't you know that it's the persecution, that is the tribulation that's going to work patience, and patience is going to bring about experience. And experience will bring about hope, and hope will make you not ashamed. See, we get too comfortable in what we're the darkness, and we accept the darkness because we don't want to go through the tribulation. But the Bible declares that it is the tribulation. It is the trying of your faith. God gives you the constancy to stay under the weight of the trial until he gets tried and approved character. That's what experience is. See, the reason why Moses knew God's ways was because he had an experience with God. He saw the bush on fire, but not consumed. And the Bible says when Moses turned, then God spoke. See, you and I can't get comfortable in darkness. We can't get comfortable in this world system. We can't be comfortable in fear. We can't be comfortable with doubt. And I'm finding that too many Christians, when God gives a revelation, whether it's through facts and information that he reveals on what to do in any given situation, most of us don't want to respond to truth. Most of us don't even want to know, or we will ignore truth because we know there's a demand to respond to truth. And most people will settle for the darkness. Well, this is how they always done it. We settle for crooked politicians. We settle for voting for these crooked politicians and parties because that's how we've always done it. We won't dig in, and they bring out information to show that these people are crooked and they don't support you, when we still settle for the darkness. This is not God. God will hold you and I accountable. And on that note, I'm going to close with Dietrich Bonhoeffer. During the time of Hitler, he was a preacher. During the time of Hitler, and the first thing that Hitler did before coming to power was to silence the church. He told them, you can go through the motion of church and religious activities, but just don't get in my way. Just don't hinder me from doing what I have to do to rise to power. And most of the church, they said, during that time, the citizens, they went to church, and when the rail carts would come with Jews carrying them to the concentration camp, they heard the train, and they said what they did was sang louder. And they did not want their conscience to bother them because they did not want to have to be responsible to respond. Responding to truth or the light of the gospel will put you in situations where you will be persecuted, where you will have confrontation. But it's only because of the Spirit of God at work in your heart and your life that he empowers you to stand in the might of his spirit. God never demands that you stand in your own strength, in your own power, in your own ability. The demand is on the Holy Spirit when your faith and my faith is in the cross of Christ. And we have to put our trust in the cross. And if you're the way you know that your faith is in the right object is that it will compel you to move, to believe God enough to move and to act. What happened to the people that were when the death angel was coming in Egypt? God told them to put the blood of a spotless animal or lamb on the doorpost of their house. And when they did that, guess what? Faith did. Faith in the blood did. It caused them to move and get in. Had they not moved and acted by faith, by putting the blood, applying the blood and going in the house, they would have dropped dead. My point is, when you say your faith is in the blood, what it accomplished, you will be compelled to move and respond based on the promptings of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will prompt you. He will lead you into all truth. Understand that. He will lead you to the light and the truth of God's word. He will illuminate and give you the wisdom that's beyond this world system. The wisdom that's beyond Dr. Fauci. The wisdom that's beyond whomever, okay? And when he illuminates, God will keep his word. And those people did not die. Everybody outside of Egypt, everybody in Egypt, that did not have the blood applied to the doorpost of their homes and they were inside, the firstborns died. What am I saying? Your faith and my faith has to be in what Jesus Christ accomplished. That's where faith has to be defined and in place. And once our faith is in the right object, the Holy Spirit will give you the power to stand against the opposition. Back to Dietrich Bonhoeffer. When all other pastors and preachers folded to the threats of Hitler, they caved. Dietrich Bonhoeffer warned the people, the German citizens, and the church, and he lost his life because he stood against Hitler. But today, that was back in 1940-something, 1944, 1945, today, his life is a testimony to obedience, to the truth of the gospel. He has written things for our learning. We can still read his life as a testimony. Did he lose his life? Yes, but to be absent from the body is to be in the presence of God. But his life was a living epistle to help us to learn and know how to live for God in the midst or in the face of adversity. Okay? Our nation, the amount of freedom, and I heard a saying and it went this way. It says, much Bible, much freedom. Little Bible, little freedom. No Bible, no freedom. The church is we're the one that hinder evil. We're the ones that hinder evil. We have to stand. And if we just casually sit back in darkness and accept darkness, then the world will not be illuminated. The Bible says, if our gospel be hidden, it is hidden to those who are lost. The purpose of God saving you and I and placing us in this world system is to compel, to shine his light so that the world will see that they need a savior. Okay. So on that note, I'm going to close, but I want to thank everyone for tuning in on tonight. To look up recordings, you can go to our Podbean podcast under Understanding God's Word Ministry, and you can find us there, or you can go to Facebook and look us up under either Shanette Peterkin or Understanding God's Word Ministry. I want to thank everyone for tuning in, and I pray that we've said some things tonight that will help you in your walk. So until next time, I'll see you again on an Understanding of God's Word. Thank you and be blessed.